Episode 1210, May the 4th be with you.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama Day. Guess what? May the 4th be with you. Oh, let's jump in. I cannot wait. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every day is a day of celebration. So today, may the 4th be with you. Yes, it's an incredible day. We are celebrating the beginning of our fourth year here at Create Your Now. It's also Confessions Day, right? Confessions of an Upset Mama. And we must ring in with the all-time favorite. Started way back in 1979, Star Wars. May the 4th be with you. All the planets must be lining up right. Everything is just all in sync. How appropriate for all of us as mothers and caretakers. We have the most challenging and rewarding job in the entire world. We need to be reminded of this. May the force be with you. May the fourth be with you. It's hard and it's not easy. Yes, we can make simple decisions, but those simple decisions come with what? Lots of tears, sometimes joy, and sometimes heartbreak. It's challenging and rewarding. We look at it as a job, but we really shouldn't because it's definitely a responsibility, or how I like to view it, it's a gift. Sometimes not always what we want to deal with, though, but it is a blessing. As you go through the ups and downs of motherhood, you are forced into corners, expediting decisions and trying to solve wars in the family. Sounds a little like Star Wars to me. In fact, maybe we live in a fictional world. Our children do. Think of all of their influences, from video games to YouTube. Get out the fast cars and lightsabers to save their world. Yeah, do you got them? Come on, you better ready yourself with them. Have you ever thought that a great way to teach your child is to understand their world, the ones they spend the most time in? Whether we really want to admit it or not, we are faced with other characters demanding our child's participation in their little schemes to conquer the galaxy. What if you tapped into that galaxy? I know it sounds a little bit strange, but we've got to think about this. May the 4th be with you. Sometimes we have to add a little bit of humor to get through our day. Maybe you've had a really tough week. I know I have been on a roller coaster. Oh yes, I don't even want to go into it. I've had the highs of being with my daughter coming off of her prom when we were back up north, and it was all fantastic and senior awards, to, oh my gosh, my two college students going through finals, and oh, that was like a roller coaster upside down, twisted about all, and we just finished, praise the Lord, we made it through. I cannot believe I'm going to have a graduate. But it's still a roller coaster ride. It doesn't stop there. I've got the babies at home going, Mom, I need you. I miss you. I feel so much stress when you're gone. And I thought, talk about putting the weight on my shoulders. We need to be reminded that sometimes we really do, as moms, we live in another galaxy. And I can remember seeing Star Wars for the first time. I was never a big movie buff, but I love Star Wars. Now, I got to tell you, though, since I'm not a real movie buff, I get all the stories confused. I'm like, why didn't they just start with the very first one? Why did we have to come into the middle? So my children and my husband keep me straight as to who's what, who married who, who's connected to who. Yeah, thank goodness for them. I would be so confused. But when we really look at our lives, sometimes we feel like we're living in another galaxy. And really, we probably are. All of our families end up being what? Kind of like they're on their own little planet. And wouldn't it be nice to have everything line up? For here at Create Your Now, oh, it was a great day. I'm thinking Confession Day. It's May. It's the 4th. It's on the Friday. How cool is this? We're talking about motherhood and parenting. It's perfect for dads too. May the 4th be with you. We need the encouragement to get through the galaxy. Because we never know what we're going to face, do we? Kids come at us from all directions. Not only do we have to deal with our own problems In the world with our jobs and our bosses and the demands of volunteer and community work and our churches. And then, oh my goodness, you turn on the TV and you're like, just turn it right back off. You know, we get trapped. What though if you tapped into their galaxy? You know, you got to know the ones they were hanging out with or who they identified with, listening to their language, the people that they're chatting with. Are your children old enough yet to get on there and do like Xbox Live and everything's done? They don't even have to go over to each other's house. They just all get together and say, guess what? Meet me on the Xbox at this time. Kind of wild. And now they have them where you just do it on your phones or your iPad. You don't even have to have a computer or an Xbox or whatever box that you want to have. You don't even need any of that stuff. You can buy an app, buy the game right online, and there you have it. It's right at your fingertips. Sometimes I find myself walking into another galaxy. I enter our hearth room, and I hear the three boys. No, it's not my three boys. It's my husband and the two youngest boys. And it is like a war zone sometimes. They're yelling at the top of their lungs. I'm like, do you not understand that people can hear you three blocks away? And they say, I'm loud. They're in another galaxy. They're playing their game. It's what they relate to. Well, sometimes we need to tap into that galaxy. The key is teaching them what they can learn in their fictional world so they can apply it in the real world. You have to be creative. May the fourth be with you. So are you ready for this? Come on. We're going to get into a new galaxy. Are you ready? It's time to jump into hyperdrive. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Jump into hyperdrive. Yes, can you tell we got a Star Wars theme going on here? Well, I had to look it up, but this hyperdrive really made a lot of sense. Hyperdrive is a propulsion system that allowed a starship to reach light speed and transverse the void between stars in the alternate dimension of hyperspace. As a consequence, the hyperdrive was a key instrument in shaping galactic society, trade, politics, and war. Sounds exactly like motherhood to me. Sounds a lot like parenting. Bring it on, baby. It's time to jump in to hyperdrive. Han Solo said it best. Traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops, farm boy. We think it's so easy to get through, but it's not. There are challenges out there. We're going to meet up with other planets. We're going to find people that don't speak our language. They're going to have different beliefs. And we have to sit here and figure out how everybody fits in. How can we come together as one? How do we teach our children right from wrong? Have you turned on the news lately? What faces our children? It's scary out there. And being a parent is hard. I mean, growing up alone is tough. But we have to deal with it as a parent. That means we have to, what, enforce the consequences, good or bad? Either way, may the fourth be with you. So you want to shape your child, right? Because ultimately, the hyperdrive is that, right? You are going, it's the key instrument to shaping the galactic society, the trade, the politics, and the war. So you want to do that? You want to shape your child? It's time to jump into hyperdrive. Here we go. Number one, understand the galaxy they're from. You got to understand where they're coming from. What are they watching? What are they listening to? You know, maybe you are a country listener. Okay, those of you who are not, don't snarl at me. But maybe you listen to country music. But they're listening to pop or they're listening to rap. I don't care what they're listening to. You better tune into it. You better learn it. Now, I can't listen to all music all the time. I do a lot of other things. So my husband is on that mission. And I make sure he kind of knows what's out there. And so when they're talking that music galaxy type of, you know, drive, then he's all in. I pick up some other things. So you don't have to do this by yourself. You can recruit, right? You need to have your own recruits and find them. Maybe it's a grandparent, maybe it's an auntie, an uncle. But it's important to understand the galaxy they're from. If not, you're going in with blinders on. And I don't know about you, but man, when you have blinders on and you're in the middle of a war, oh, it's a scary thing. Yeah, I can remember when Luke was flying down in his, I don't remember what ship it was, and he was going to go blow the Death Star up. I think that's right. Okay, it's been a long time. I told you I'm not a movie buff. But all I know, he was down in there and he was going up and around and all of this. And all of a sudden, man, he torpedoed and blew up, blasted right into where he needed to go and pulled up and he was gone. We cannot fight this war without knowing the galaxy that they're from. So learn it. Be a part of their world. You may not like it. You may not want to. If they are, let's say, a big reader, get some books and read what they're reading. You don't have to read the whole thing. But if you read a couple chapters, the beginning, maybe one in the middle or two in the end, you'll get an idea of what's going in their mind. You'll get a feeling as to where they are. So understand the galaxy they're from. Number two, when you jump into hyperdrive, you got to speak their language. I cannot stress this enough. So many times we're talking in our own language. We do. Why? Because that's the language we know. But they're looking at you cross-eyed going, yeah, Mom, you're not making any sense. And it's funny because I'll use a phrase and they're like, Mom, do you really know what that means? And if I use it right, they'll be like, oh, way to go. And I get the thumbs up and sometimes a wink or two. And then every once in a while, they'll whisper in my ear, hey, that was a good job, Mom. If you understand their language, you can speak it, which means what? They understand you. It's important to speak a language they can comprehend. Otherwise, you're just blowing air, interrupting it with various hard and soft sounds. You sound like Charlie Brown's mom. Wah, 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 wah. You don't want to sound like that. Come on. You're better than that. You want to have what? A bigger influence. And in order to do that, you have to understand the galaxy. You have to speak their language. And finally, when you're jumping into hyperdrive, number three, be patient and love compassionately. That is something that Star Wars definitely has a theme that runs through it. There's this compassion in it. This desire to make the world a better place, to do what's right. You got to love them where they're at. It's not going to be easy. They're going to make decisions that you are going to sit there in your bed and you're going to cry yourself to sleep at night. I know. I've been there. And sometimes they're going to fall and they're going to fall hard. And yeah, you're going to have to be there to pick them up. But you can do it. You have to be patient and love compassionately. It's not always about scolding and being right. It's about being there and teaching them right from wrong. We can't always catch them. We can't stop all the bad things from happening. It's just we live in a fallen world. And we know this. God tells us this. So we should expect these crazy things to happen and come. We don't want them, but they do. So if you really want to be a part of your child's life as they're going through different stages, when they're little and they're cute, maybe they're still stuck on, man, for me, it was Barney and Dora. And it was, yes, the purple dinosaur all the way. And as much as he drove me crazy, Barney had some good lessons in it. Now they've graduated to other things. And as you go through different stages of your child's life, it's going to change. And guess what that means? You're going to change. You're going to find yourself in galaxies that you had never dreamed of. Some will be awesome. They will be adventurous. And others will torment you. And you'll feel like you're just in this dark cloud and you cannot wait to escape it. You will eventually. But it's all a process. You have to jump into hyperdrive as a parent. Understand the galaxy they're from. Speak their language and be patient and love compassionately. It's tough, but I promise you, it is so rewarding in the end. You know, I've had the opportunity to see my children grow up. I've been very blessed to homeschool them. And I homeschooled them all together. Not all of them up to the same age. We put them into private schools and then moved them into public traditional schooling. And then on top of that, we've moved around a lot. So my children have been basically conditioned by fire. And they've had to learn a lot of different things. And that's been a good thing for them, honestly. And looking back at it and seeing my oldest now, Kaylin, who is about tomorrow to walk for the first time and graduate from college, there were some times that were awesome. And there were some times that were big, heavy tears. There were times that I thought she was going to come home and quit everything. And there were other times that I thought I would lose her as my daughter. It's the ups and downs of life. But you know, it's an incredible adventure at the same time. And we have to look at it from, yeah, maybe we do end up getting thrust into a different galaxy. We have to learn to be flexible as a parent. We have to learn to love them where they're at, and we have to be all in and jump into hyperdrive always. Maybe you want some help with this. It's hard going through the seasons. And most importantly, I think about going through the seasons and the stages of their lives, you have to be present. And the older they get, the more present you have to be. The young ones, oh, they're so cute. And you'll want to see their first steps and the loss of their first tooth and all of that. It's just, it's fantastic, but there's something that happens mid-elementary on up. They need their mom. They need their dad. They need the support of the family unit. Why? Because they've got a war to face. They're battling all these different galaxies. Things that are coming at them that we never had. So maybe you are fighting a battle right now. You're in a war yourself, and you don't know what planet you're on. You're wondering if you should have a lightsaber or if you really need a new ship because this one's just totally broken down. I understand, and it hurts. And it can be a very lonely place. I don't want you to be in that lonely place. If you want help with this, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I'm not going to sell you anything. I truly serve you. So if you've never had the opportunity to work with me, maybe you've never even had the opportunity to be coached. You don't even know what that's like. I'm telling you right now, it's time to jump into hyperdrive. It's time to be bold and say, I'm doing it. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to speak with you. You know, as much as we kind of like to joke around, may the fourth be with you. Ultimately, God wants to be present as you parent. And he is a perfect example. Don't try to do this alone. Call on him. He will fight any war with you. You're not alone. Lift your kids up in prayer. Because God can work a miracle. He does it every single day. Maybe you don't think that you see them, but sometimes we miss them because we're not looking for them. But I promise you, God is present. Just as your child, whether they tell you or not, they want you to be present in their life. So it's time to jump into hyperdrive. As Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. There's no in between. You got this. Are you ready? May the fourth be with you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.